שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the articles of Shamati, article number 76, on all your offerings you shall offer salt. You can find the study material in the Arvut, in the study material button, and also on the site you can send questions. Selected questions relevant to the topic will be answered during the lesson.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say a few more words about what we had last night, the Yeshivat Haverim, the assembly of the friends, where all the groups from Israel and all the groups from overseas were truly present, and they all connected, and it gave a very new feeling and new discernments in our relation. It's not just a feeling. It is already truly a determination of a state that we are as one kli on the face of the earth. We are as one bundle, a very special one where we are all interconnected, and we want to be connected with the Creator, and we are trying to discover in the connection between us a connection with the Creator. This is something that is truly great. Actually, it never existed in history. It is truly a very important stage in the correction of the world. We should be proud and appreciate what the Creator is doing with us. And of course, it's not that we are doing it, but only the upper force. He is doing with us all of these processes, all of these exercises, and He is arranging us in such a way. And therefore, I'm very happy to discover and to feel such states in which we are connecting more and more between us. And in our connection, we can already see somehow the future of the whole of humanity and the entire spiritual vessel where we exist with in one desire, one intention, and we discover between us one Creator. And all of that is in order to give Him contentment, to be in bestowal toward Him. And accordingly, according to the equivalence of form, also to enjoy the adhesion with Him. I'm very grateful to everyone who took part yesterday and those who were not able to take part, but nevertheless were with us in heart and soul. And we will have additional such meetings once in a while. They are very important, even though maybe we still don't understand what are these degrees that by which we're going from state to state, but we will discover them later. It's just like a person who begins to understand himself, to feel himself. He has to go through the entire 9 months of pregnancy and then to be born and to grow for a few years until he truly starts to understand what he is and who he is, that he even exists and is operating and is being operated. And it's the same with us. So we exist. We are operating and we are being operated. And now we need to establish ourselves more so that our whole attitude to the Creator and the Creator's attitude to us, all of these relations will be as neutral as possible. I to my beloved and my beloved to me. And then we will begin, according to those relations, to see reality. That the whole of reality exists in our relation to the Creator and the Creator's relation to us in direct light and reflected light. And besides that, there is nothing. All the rest is just the imaginary world. So, yesterday, it was already more felt relative to everything that we had before, and I'm very grateful to the Creator who is connecting us and bringing us closer to Him. I very much hope that the next stage will be already that we will start to feel also ourselves, what form we exist between us and with Him, with the Creator. Because spirituality is a relation between the created beings and the Creator. So let's hope that we will reach already some form of bestowal between us, so that also between us and the Creator, that same form of bestowal will become clear and it will awaken the entire feeling of the upper world. Let's read our articles from Shamari and let's continue, let's advance. But truly, again, I'm saying thank you very much to everyone, all those who participated in all kinds of different forms in this meeting. It worked on us in a very good way, a very beneficial way. And we'll see that later on. Michael, please.
Shamati number 76. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt, meaning the covenant of the salt. The covenant corresponds to the mind. Normally, when two people do good to one another, when there is love between them, they certainly do not need to make a covenant. But at the same time, we can see that precisely when there is love, there is the usual time, this is the usual time for making covenants. Then he said that the making of the covenant is for later. This means that the agreement is made now so that later, if there comes a state where each of them thinks that the other's heart is not whole with one's friend, they will have an agreement. This agreement will obligate them to remember the covenant that they had made between them in order to continue the old love in this state too. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that all of the kavut, nearness, in the work of the Creator should be about the covenant of the King, Melech, and Melech, the similar words in Hebrew.
Yes, this means that every step that we take, and we only get closer, even though maybe we don't feel it, we're not aware of it, that we are coming closer to the Creator, but each and every day, this process is becoming realized. It's just that it's not revealed so much. And it becomes revealed only on the condition that we will want to feel it and we will demand it. And this is how we will advance. Not out of the Creator taking us through it, but also that we take part in this process of coming closer to Him, starting with emerging out of our egoistic state, what we call the Exodus from Egypt, and then the desert that we feel that we're in for the time being, and until we enter a state called the will to bestow, which is called the land of Israel. And this is how we should understand that in each and every place we have a connection with the Creator, and we need to determine on each and every step along the way that we have the covenant of the salt, meaning that love between us works, the proximity between us, or not, we operate according to how it was before, and even more, coming closer more and more between us. So we don't look at what we have today, but rather we continue everything that we had before and even more than that for tomorrow. The most important is this covenant, the agreement that works between us. And that agreement is done at a time that there is room for connection. And then out of this connection, which we feel that we have now, we need to operate. Why? Because clearly our path is built out of ascent and descent. There was evening and there was morning one day. Each and every new stage begins from the darkness, from separation, from lack of forces, lack of desire. And then we need to operate according to what we had before, according to the desire, according to that great inclination, great yearning that we had before, even though now we have nothing. So we need to awaken such states from the past so that through them we can be drawn to the future. And this is how we will see it. So this is considered on all your offerings, you shall offer salt, meaning upon all the degrees of nearing, as you come closer, you can come closer only on the condition that you take from yesterday, from all the previous states, your awakenings, and you extend them, and even more than them, upon the present states. And this is how you advance. And this is considered that you are making a covenant, a connection. And this connection is of salt. Salt is something that doesn't spoil. To the contrary, you put something, when you put salt on something, it helps conserve it. And this is the matter of that if we come closer in such a way where we don't have right now any special awakening, we're not drawn in any special way, we don't have a special connection, but we extend it from yesterday, from the way it was to today. And today we use the awakening that we had yesterday. And this is considered that we are coming closer, takriv in Hebrew, lakriv, to bring closer, but also to sacrifice, korban, offering, is from the word to come closer also. So how can we come closer to the Creator more and more each time? Specifically, by us taking all of our impressions that we had yesterday, and we extend them, continue them for tomorrow. And our work in that is very important, because this is exactly our own participation. We have nothing. We're not the creator, so that we have forces of bestowal that we can develop and increase them. However, when we, in such a way, reveal from what we had yesterday, from the awakening that we had before, and we extend it upon the lack of awakening that we have now, then by that we're truly operating, even though we're using the awakening we had yesterday from the Creator, and now we're using it in a place where we have no awakening from the Creator. So then it is our work. Otherwise, the created being has no spiritual forces. It's impossible to awaken in any other way, except to take what we received yesterday well, and extend it, continue it to upon what we're lacking today. And this is called, on all your offerings you shall offer salt. That if you want to come closer and make an action of your own, go ahead, do it. You have the possibility. Because what you had yesterday, it's gone already, it happened already. You can take it and use it as though it is yours. Well, let's start from Ita 4.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
Perché nella misura che ho fatto con gli amici, io mi avvicino nella e mantengo il patto?
To the extent that I connect with the friends, to that extent, I am keeping the covenant?
Yes, because you cannot take a step forward. Rather, all the steps are according to how much we are more and more close to each other internally, that we get closer. So the korban, offering sacrifices, from the word karov, close, nearby. So we can come closer to the Creator only on the condition that we come closer and closer between us. And in such a way, we discover that as much as we cancel the distances between us, we feel more and more the quality of the Creator that needs to be revealed between us, which is the quality of connection and love.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. קב יו 7.
קב יו 7.
You're muted. Switch on the mic.
All right, thank you. Hey, Rav, thank you very much for having us in the tent. I have one question. The article speaks of covenant with one another. And the Torah itself speaks of God's covenant with Abraham. What does it mean to make a covenant? And how can I even approach that to my ten?
The covenant in the ten means that we are willing to be connected between us above our ego in order to build out of the out of our egoistic desires, that will be the coarseness, and above these desires to build a connection between us, a connection of giving, a connection of love. On top of the coarseness, it will be a restriction screen and reflected light, meaning refinement, and then out of these two stages where we compose it, so that the coarseness is on the bottom and upon it the refinement is above it. This is how we build the condition for the spiritual vessel. And according to the gap between the coarseness, the mutual rejection that we have between us, and the mutual connection that we forcefully, truly by the teeth, we're holding on to the connection between us. So in the gap between these two opposing states, we measure the vessel. And According to the intensity of the contrast that we have between these two states, however, we do want to hold them together. This is called the intensity, the power of the vessel, and with coarseness 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. According to that, we discover the Creator. In that same gap between the minus and the plus. The minus means that we don't want to connect, and it gets greater and greater each time we get a very big rejection. And the plus is that, nevertheless, above the rejection, we do want to connect, and we ask of the Creator that He will give us forces for connection. And then the gap between these two elements, the minus and the plus, the rejection and the connection, it will give us such a difference in potential that according to the magnitude of the mutual rejection and the magnitude of the mutual connection above the rejection, we establish the condition, the clue for the revelation of the Creator. And then the Creator is revealed, because in our reality, we have no conditions such that they can be revealed in a natural way and we can discover the Creator, but rather out of us building those conditions, like in a laboratory. We ourselves are in that laboratory, so we come closer to the revelation of the Creator. We establish Him in that gap between us, between the rejection and the coarseness that is revealed, and working above the coarseness. And this is how we advance. It's precisely between the minus and the plus. So there we discover the phenomena, and later on we can measure those phenomena in intensity, and just like we know from our life. Okay.
Latin one.
Rab, sus palabras han despertado algo de confusión en mí.
Your words caused confusion. It made me think about the past. We know that dealing with the past is a clipa, a shell. I'm confused. Maybe it has to do with Hashimot. Kagim.
First of all, it's good that you said that you are confused, because indeed you are confused. You said that engaging in the past is the klipa, the shell. Without us taking something from the past, we will not be able to build the future. Imagine to yourself that everything that you go through each and every second is erased from your ego, from your desire, and you don't take it into account. It's past. So each time you'll remain in the same state as it was. You will not advance from step to step, going forward. That is, we do need to understand, and not to just repeat words that are written, but rather to understand them. What are they talking about, those words? And so we need to take something from the past, as it is written, there is none as wise as the experienced one. Experience means something that you have from yesterday and the day before, from the entire path that you went through, and you collect these things, and you advance. This is how we advance in science, in wisdom, in everything. We collect the right things from yesterday, and this is how we advance more correctly today, and we don't repeat the same mistakes that we made. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we realize that we have to also work with the mistakes, because from that we learn. And mistakes, errors have the same strength, the same importance, so that we advance through them as well. So, on all your offerings, you should offer salt. What we are studying now means that upon all the states of nearing, we have to make calculations in advance, specifically such that each time we are seemingly making agreements, that by that, specifically in such a way, we want to advance. And all of the good things, we will take them for the future. All of the bad things, we will also take them in order to learn from them and to correct them through us. Without that, it is impossible.
Kiev.
Okay. Gracias, Rav.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот вы сказали сейчас, что на все действия приближения мы должны сделать.
Dear Raf, you just said that on all our acts of nearing, we should calculate. What calculations should we make?
Where am I getting closer to? Who am I getting closer to? In what way do I measure it? How do I want to exist with the friends and with the Creator? All of these calculations, I somehow need to depict them to myself. I need to know what is going on and try to build the right system so that the vessel that I'm building, meaning the form of connection, the intensity of the connection with the friends, will resemble the light, the Creator. And then I will discover the Creator. The Creator, Boe, is called Bo-Ure, come and see. We don't discover the phenomenon of the Creator himself, but rather come and see the way that he performs certain actions in our desires, according to the changes in our desires and the connection between us. This is how we discover him. Just like we never discover any natural phenomena, but only the consequences of the phenomenon itself. Look at how physicists discover in some particle accelerator, in everything that we do, in chemistry, in physics, in everything, we never learn the phenomenon itself, but only the consequences from various phenomena. And it's the same here. Because we are the created beings, we can only learn from how we caused something in nature, and according to the consequence, we learn. Apparently, this is what happened. And it is always our work. Our connection with whatever is happening is only in such a way. Only in that way can we learn.
Ну вот, скажем, состояние подъема, которое были. Вот, например, вчера у нас была встреча, и мы хотим сегодня.
Using the states of ascent, like the meeting we had yesterday, how do we use that force today in order to connect more forcefully, more intensely?
You should try to awaken the Rishimot, the records from yesterday, and continue them, extend them to today's state, and advance even more. So that what yesterday was the peak of our connection, today it will become something that is ordinary, and the new peak is what you will see ahead.
Ну а как практически пробудить вчерашний Рishimot между нами в десятке?
How do we awaken yesterday's record practically?
By each one thinking about why was that, what was it, what was it for, what was it made of, this connection. And in this way, you will advance.
Раф, позвольте еще вопрос.
Да.
Да. Угу. Подскажите, вот в этом союзе соли.
I may, another question.
Yes.
Can you tell me this covenant of salt?
Например, мы с товарищем говорим, нам сейчас хорошо.
Does it include the state of descent?
На тот случай.
For example, now we're happy with the friends, we make a covenant.
Вот именно падение включается в.
In order to use the situation, use it in a situation when we are in descent, in fall.
Yes, yes, you have to. It's exactly about that, because then we connect the coarseness that will be revealed in the descent with the refinement that was revealed in the ascent, and the two of them build the degree for us. Okay, let's go to... Oh, we have... USA Northeast.
Thank you, Rav. So... Through our covenant and our connection, such as we experienced in the unity event, we feel the Creator as the good that does good. So the question is, what is the effect of on the public from our connection, and will they ever see good in the world from where they're from their development? I'm sorry, I'm having a problem getting the question out. We begin to feel our power not in the ten, but rather in the general kli of Adam HaRishon, which includes all the nations, all people. That it truly covers the entire earth. And this is what we're beginning to feel, how much our differences, if we connect above those differences, it works so as to increase the power of our vessel. Those gaps, as much as they were distancing between us, when we nevertheless connect, so these distances, these gaps, actually they create the intensity of the vessel. They establish us in a way that is more and more important. The greater the difference in potential is, it actually works and contributes to the power of this action. And this is what we feel. And therefore, our vessel, with the Creator's help, I hope that soon we will start to feel it more and more, how it is truly working around the entire planet. You will feel it. All the rest are on the levels of the still, vegetative, and animate, and we are on the level of the speaking. You are called men, as it says. And this is how we will feel ourselves with our power. We will connect more with the Creator. The Creator will be revealed in us, will fill us. And we will be able to pull behind us the whole of humanity in order to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Brazil. Brazil too.
Hello, Rav. Hello, Worldly. Rav, can we call these states that we go through in the 10 points, and to these points we can go back to them in order to raise the future maybe?
We don't need to be concerned about how to go forward besides strengthening between us. And the conditions, the elements, what we call the reshimot, the records, let them be revealed the way they are. It doesn't matter what they are. I don't think about tomorrow. I think about how to be ready for tomorrow in the connection we have between us today.
Ita one.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Per fare il patto del Shale abbiamo bisogno prima di sentire il patto di amore del Creatore.
To make a covenant of salt, we first have to feel the covenant of love of the Creator, of love toward us. Is it not so?
Certainly, in order to make a covenant with the Creator, we first need to make a covenant between us. But it's not about taking some piece of paper and writing there some obligation, and we take this through a notary, get the approval of a notary or some courthouse or something. But rather, if we come closer, bit by bit, on the one hand, we discover how necessary it is, even though we don't want it. So already we have two opposite things here. In each and everything, we should try to discover two opposite things, one from the side of the Creator and the other from the side of the created being. And then, bit by bit, we establish ourselves this way. What's called love covers all crimes. And this is how we will get closer. PT 31.
What should we feel like we're losing if we can't carry out the agreement we made with the friends? What should hurt us?
Everything is in the hands of the Creator. We have to realize that everything is done by the Upper One, by the Creator. And in spite of all of these states, we should yearn only to come closer to Him through us coming closer. Let's move on to the women, internet.
A question from Russ 6. What is the king in our relationship in the 10? What represents the king in the 10 so we maintain the connection between us?
It's that we determine between us times for the study systems by which we can operate, where we truly reach coming closer, connecting each and everything that we establish. This is considered that we're giving birth to our spiritual children, spiritual operations, so that from them and onward we are advancing more and more to a connection between us and connection with the Creator, giving room for the Creator to be revealed between us. This is actually our work. Next. A question from PT 6. Yesterday, it was an event that we prepared ourselves for it in the 10 and in the whole wood Kli, and this really helped us reach this occasion of connection. How can we generate new peaks of connection without this envelope of congresses, conventions?
The congress comes from the words to congregate, to connect, to participate. So it's impossible without such systems to exist, especially that we're still in a corporeal connection among us through the framework of the lessons and all kinds of participation in dissemination. And so forth. A congress is one of the means to congregate, to connect, to bring us to a stage where we, in the connection between us, we close ourselves in such a way that on one hand there is distance between us, egoistic forces operating to push us apart, but we nevertheless want to draw the power of connection, which is actually the power of the Creator Himself, to connect us, and in this way Love covers all the crimes. In this way, we discover spirituality, the upper force, which is revealed in us. So without such big conventions, once every 3 or 4 months, you have to decide on that. We can't advance. We'll still have to do it. It gives us a feeling of how great we are, how big we are, how strong we are, how united we are. Although it seems to us like we are very weak because each one feels that he has nothing in him, but it's all through his connection with the Creator. And we don't really have a grip on this connection with the Creator. We don't really control this connection with the Creator. We haven't mastered it. But on the other hand, it gives us a way to feel our power and how we really are advancing. You should appreciate and be proud that we have such a special connection between us. And in this connection, we are already in a spiritual process and in a disposition nearing to the purpose of creation. We really are the last generation who has taken these steps toward the general correction of the world. And there's nothing, there are no other groups in the world like Nebuch. So we have to be proud on that, of that, and also feel responsible because of it. Because actually, the more we advance, the closer we have to become.
Again.
Yes.
The question from Moscow, in what is the covenant different from the Arvut, or are they the same?
Arvut, the mutual responsibility, is one of the conditions for a covenant. A covenant is a condition where everyone is in mutual incorporation. A strong one, correct one. And mutual responsibility is a form of connection of the covenant. Next.
A question from Latin 20. Renewing the covenant each and every day without waiting for descents, is that what we should do?
Renew the covenant not every day, but every moment. Every single moment we want to close the gaps between us more and more and more. And to try to be in such a way that we don't feel the distance between us emotionally. We don't feel it. It really determines our spiritual advancement. Next.
A question from Moscow 18. How can we reach the right level of fear from the Creator in order to have the covenant of the soul each and every day?
We don't quite know it. We can't measure spiritual phenomena. What we need is to try to get closer to each other and be connected on the one hand. On the other hand, we should be afraid that we might fall. That fear guards us. Go on.
The question from Mark 21. How can we awaken the ten to remember the covenant? With which actions?
We have to help each other. So we really help each other as much as possible and give each other examples and talk about it more and more. And through the conversations, the speaking, and then these dispositions, we will feel how the connection between us strengthens too.
For the time being, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. So we're done with this article, and we're going to the next short article. What is it?
Shamadi 77, one's soul shall teach him.
Okay.